So Nair, we often go through, we talk about metastatic disease, people who may be on therapy longer, et cetera. Maybe some of the cases you have CTLA-4 coming in, but specifically in the issue of consolidation durvalumab, I'm curious about your experience. Do you see thyroid dysfunction? Have you seen colitis? Have you seen things other than pneumonitis?
I think that probably the pneumonitis is still a little bit greater in my experience from patients I've treated, and I've had a couple of, you know, bad pneumonitis cases that have given me pause. You know, I would encourage the audience to be, you know, vigilant for monitoring these patients. In terms of other toxicity profiles, it does seem pretty similar in the consolidation setting versus the metastatic setting.
So, Dave, whenever somebody presents a strange case, I always go to you because you're going to say, oh, yeah, I've seen a couple of these people. So tell me if you've seen this one, Dave. Stage 4, non-small cell, PD-1 60%, getting Pembro first line, gets chest pain. Troponin elevated, EKGs normal, cardiac cath negative, but CK was high. Mild AKI and suspected rhabdo. Have you seen rhabdo with checkpoint inhibitors, rhabdomyolysis?
So I haven't, but my partner in clinic a few weeks ago had. He came up to me and he said, David, have you ever seen this? And I said, no, it's been reported. And like that week, we got an INDSR describing rhabdo out there. So that first case I've heard about, it wasn't my patient. Cardiac, I've actually not had a patient with any cardiac issues yet, but I'm aware of my partner's had one recently, actually Johanna.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Interesting. Patient went into heart failure or what?
No, I ended up having CKMB elevated and probably myocardial muscle wall damage, but
wow,
not a coronary event.
Interesting.